yesterday, and my brother-in-law Steve, who I love so much, was there to be there, and my sister Katrina, my sister Gigi. I took her to the Redlands Community Hospital, and that's where she's at. She stayed the night, and they're doing some tests today. I talked to her yesterday. She seems to be in good spirits, you know. There's a lot that goes on. There's so many little things that can go on, you know, in the body. And so I'm just grateful to all your prayers. Before I get started, I'm having this insight that I'm pretty sure Rhonda's in Fiji. Matter of fact, Rhonda. Yeah, we communicated yesterday. I know she was like on her way to Fiji. And so I'm really grateful right now because I get to share a few thoughts with you and send a lot of love to Rhonda and Alyssa, who are going to be in, I think, Fiji for like 30 days. That's so cool. That's so cool. And Dave and Carrie just got back from Paris with Jim and Kathy and Eric and all the leaders and the great things that are happening in our company. And, you know, I'm just so grateful. I was having dinner with some friends last night, and we were talking about that new movie out that I can't say enough about some of these documentaries that are coming out right now and how they open awareness. And the people that are making them must be feeling that pull to help us all become more aware. There's two movies recently that I think have a lot of relevance in our lives. The brand new movie out, I think it was made by Katie Couric, who was pretty, I think, famous in that world. I haven't watched TV in a long time, so I don't always remember all the names, but she just made a movie called Fed Up. And the cover of the DVD in the movie is a red plate in the sign of a stop sign. And it says Fed Up. And it's really quite brilliant, whoever put that together, because it was like, stop, look at your plate, you know, stop, look at your plate, stop, look at your plate, because all these things that we're putting in our bodies are causing sickness and disease. You know, I want to share something from my heart. This was not planned, obviously. Imagine for a moment, if you will, that there was a man named Dr. Linus Pauling. You could Google him for sure. But Dr. Linus Pauling was one of the most brilliant men ever that ever lived on our earth. Brilliant in a lot of different ways. He earned 48 PhDs, different PhDs in, you know, our university levels. And then he was the only human to ever win two Nobel Prizes that were unshared. In other words, he did the research. He won the Nobel Prize. Most people today, when they are on a team that win a Nobel Prize, they're on a team of 10, 15, 20 brilliant minds, which seems logical to me, but Linus Pauling earned two Nobel Prizes. And he was really, really, really fascinated with minerals. And his quote that really impacted me was that, with my mom right now, my mom suffered this mini stroke yesterday, and my dad suffered lots of them, you know, and I think that's what eventually led to him passing. You guys, this is kind of heavy, so. Wait, it gets better. Just hang on. Because isogenics, you know. So, minerals are missing from our food. That's not just a regional thing anymore. It's a global thing. And so Linus Pauling said this statement, listen to this carefully. He said, quote, all sickness and disease can be traced back to a mineral deficiency in the human body. I want to make this really logical for myself. Like, I'm trying to teach my younger self something right now. Like, I want to teach everyone this profound, because I don't always do well with all that, the big complexities. I have to break it down so that it's simple. So step one, Linus Pauling, like the father of vitamin C, the father of like understanding the importance of minerals in our food, he said that all sickness and all disease can be traced back to a mineral deficiency in the human body. Okay, so where do the minerals go? Where are our precious minerals, all the essential minerals, the essential fatty acids, the essential vitamins, the essential branched chain amino acids? There's like 90 things our bodies can't make, and it needs it from food, and it's no longer in the food. That's fascinating. So 70 years ago, 65 years ago, there was another man that was born in Utah, and he got it in him that he was supposed to somehow figure out how to put minerals back in our body, because about 1953, the government, we, the United States of America, won, if you can win a war, I win something, but we won a war, and we had millions upon millions upon millions of chemicals that we had been using to, like, win the war, like, you know, to make bombs and, you know, other things that would help us win a war. So the government decided to see how we could put those millions of resources to good use, and they decided to take these chemicals that were made for killing people and make them into chemicals for killing pests and insects and funguses. And they called them pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. And in 1953, the experiments began on dousing all the land with these deaths, these chemicals. And it worked for a time, but what happened is, this is my understanding right now, this is what I've learned from Jim Rhodes and other great men and John Anderson, is that these deaths went down and killed the original fungus and pests, but then it went down into the soil. And it killed the living microorganisms that could break down inorganic minerals that are in rocks. If you just set a rock in a bottle of water, it's going to stay a rock for hundreds of years. It needs living microorganisms to break it down, put it in the soil, so the stalk, so the root system of lettuce and carrots and corn and potatoes, the root system can then go grab those inorganic minerals and turn them into organic minerals, and they can suck it into the stalk to give it to the fruit, to give it to the vegetable, so the tomato could be tomato and have the minerals when we eat it, and the spinach. But in 1953, they started doing studies. UCLA did this. And one bowl of spinach would give a woman the right amount of iron in 1953. By 1997, the same woman would have to eat more than a bowl of spinach to get the same amount of iron. Not two bowls, not five bowls, not 20 bowls, not 30 bowls. Like, 47 bowls of spinach. So we started to become a society of humans that were no longer mineral efficient, and all the sicknesses, can you imagine, in the last 30 years, lupus, chronic fatigue, I mean, these sicknesses that never even existed in our life, cancer at the craziest level, strokes. So this man that's born in Utah decides to dedicate his life to figuring out how to put minerals back in our diet to improve human life, to cease human suffering, to protect against sickness and disease. That man's name is John Anderson, and he dedicated his life to this pursuit. Can you imagine formulating over 2,700 different supplements and formulas in the nutritional world for over 600 different companies in 27 different countries, and being fed up? That's the name of that movie, Fed Up. The other movie, by the way, is GMO, OMG, those are the two movies I recommend right now, because it's real. We're in a war against genetically modified organisms and pesticides and insecticides on a very big level. Like, we have a lot of work to do. So how do you get the minerals? Well, John Anderson saved the best for this company that he called Isagenix. He said that the word Isagenix came to him, so he trademarked it like 25 years ago, but he knew there was some power in that name. So that when he said the name to Jim and Kathy, they said, that's the name, Isagenix. It's got a really great vibration. Just say it, and you can feel the vibration of Isagenix. Isa means balance. Genix means life. Balance life. So we can have balanced health and balanced financial stability and security and balanced relationships and balanced spirituality. Wow, that's a powerful word, Isagenix. And so he saved the best for it. So 12 years ago, he could have a company where he could formulate products and no one could ever change the formula so that we could actually feel better and stop getting all these silly sicknesses and diseases that seem to cause much human suffering. We have an answer. Like, John has been cracking the code and he put Isagenesis together. And the vitamins and the branched chain amino acids that are in our all vegan shake. We have a vegan shake that has as much protein from vegetables as you can get from the stuff in our Isolene shake with the organic whey protein that we only get in New Zealand. So it's pure organic whey protein. It's pure. Guys, I know we all have a lot going on. I know you're busy. Every time you and I reach out and share Isagenix with people, don't get caught up on if they're going to judge you because they chose the new economy. They had to choose the new economy. The old economy is broken. The old economy leaves us wanting, always wanting more. It leaves us exhausted and unable to fully live into our purpose. The new economy is a new way. You can't open new doors with old programming. You can't open new ways with old thinking. There's new things coming for us. We must embrace it. Not be afraid of it. The new economy is one of those things. Isagenix chose it uniquely so that we could provide freedom for people to live on purpose and healthfully, gracefully, and beautifully age into our years. Every single day, 10,000 humans turn 65 in the United States. Yesterday, 10,000 humans turned 65. Today, a new 10,000 humans will turn 65. Tomorrow, a new 10,000 humans will turn 65. Every single day, 10,000 humans in just the United States will turn 65. It's called the baby boomer generation. My mom turned 65 14 years ago. We have something for people, something real, something that will probably resonate with them. So when I watch movies like Set Up and I watch movies like GMO, OMG, it fuels me. It's hard to watch. It's heavy to watch. There's heavy things out there. My mom being in the hospital right now is heavy. but we can make a difference together. Does the world need more meditation? Yes. More connection to Mother Earth? Yes. More minerals in our bodies? Yes. More love to replace fear? Yes. I'm not saying we can do everything, but together we can make a difference. We can move forward with hope and excitement because we have a community. Together we're stronger. We can make a difference. We can help people step into their purpose. I feel like never before that you and I deserve to live our life on purpose. That you and I deserve to live our lives to our fullest expression, to our fullest potential. We were born into this world at this time to help with this awakening. Because you know that there's an awakening happening, and it's magical. I challenge us to think about it in terms of being excited rather than fearful, that we put love on it much more than fear. We replace the fear and the confusion with love and understanding. Everything's happening on purpose. You are brilliant. You have brilliantly been prepared. And the moment you and I decide that every single thing that's happened so far has been perfectly on purpose, and we accept it, and we stop fighting it, in that very moment, we transcend it. On three, let's breathe that in. One, two, three, breathe in. Breathe out. Let's breathe in again. Breathe in hope. Breathe out patience. Last breath together. Breathe in surrender. Breathe out love. I know today's call was just so random. I giggle at it sometimes now. I wish you blessings on this Wellness Wednesday, that we start to step into wellness on every level, spiritual wellness, emotional wellness, that we start to find people that make us feel understood, that we find each other. Physical wellness, yes. Financial wellness, yes. Let's start talking about it more. Stress is the thing that hurts us. Stress, physical stress, emotional stress, spiritual stress, financial stress. We have something that helps with all of that stress. I, for one, owe it to the world to get the message out on a bigger level. So thank you so much, everyone, for your prayers and your love. I know things are going to be good. And who else deserves minerals in their bodies? John Anderson figured out a way to get them in our bodies. I'm not asking people to see the whole staircase. In every area of our lives, we're only required to see the first step to forgiveness and love. And when it comes to isogenics, you're not asking yourself or anyone else to see the whole staircase. Martin Luther King says it don't have to see the whole staircase. As a matter of fact, it can mess you up. You just have to see that first step. And when you take it, it raises your perspective and you see more clearly, just by 6 inches maybe. But you see things you didn't see before because you took that step in faith, and then it leads to the next step, and it leads to the next step, and our life starts to make sense. Like we find that one piece in that giant 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle that we've been searching for. We go, ah, and you have that feeling of click. So beautiful. Our angels, the universe, God, our guardians, as we decide what we want, all of that conspires together to help us manifest it. That's exciting. So thank you for being on the call today. And I wish nothing more than that you step into your purpose and feel it some more and start listening to your heart. See, those three breaths we took moved us down into our heart, out of our head. We think so much. We need a break from it. Yoga, meditation, taking a walk in nature, putting your feet in the grass for 10 minutes, walking on the beach. Your soul knows what to do. It's always known the way. So I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 isogenics, and let's take on this glorious, glorious Wednesday. And this is the end of October. It's so beautiful. Here we go. Thank
you. Blessings for you, Tom, Lenny.
Okay, let's do it. 1, 2, 3.
Isogenics.
Isogenics.
Thank you.